morning, the WSGW Morning Team Show at 7:40. It's Friday, October 29 on your calendar. And it's ahead of another big college football weekend. And on WSGW, specifically 100.5 FM, tomorrow it's Saginaw Valley State University football. And the pregame show starts now, as we like to say, as we welcome to studio the man who you will hear calling all the action, the voice of Cardinals football once again in studio, coming in out of the lovely rain that we have this morning, and perhaps maybe having for the game tomorrow. JJ, we'll have to wait and see. JJ Payne, good morning to you.
Well, Charlie, I'm just so happy that, you know, here in the Great Lakes Bay region, all eyes are fixed southwest towards the big in-state football matchup tomorrow. It's red on red. It's Saginaw Valley and Davenport, and I know that's what everybody is going to be tuned into tomorrow afternoon.
There is more than just the colors of blue and green. We know that. Wearing the proud Cardinal red and very proud of SVSU following last weekend's victory against Wayne State. A three-win winning streak we have going on here.
And let's make it four.
That'd be nice. Cardinals have been playing very impressively, it seems to me, in the last three games in all facets of the football game.
Well, and what you have to like about last week is, I mean, so first of all, give credit to Wayne State. They clearly had looked at some things from the first matchup. Again, last Saturday was the second time SVSU and Wayne State were going head-to-head this season. Wayne State came out with a good game plan, had a very nice opening drive, got an early touchdown, had another nice drive. You know, they're up 10-0, you know, so they've got all the momentum going. And then SVSU rattles off 34 unanswered points and really took control of the football game. Now, again, Wayne State didn't give up. You know, they got a couple of late touchdowns to keep it competitive, but SVSU ultimately winning over Wayne State 41-25. And as you said, I thought there's a couple of things. I think SVSU's defense, you know, did a very good job after those two early drives. Yes, Wayne State got a couple of late scores in desperation time, but what I liked about SVSU offensively was a couple of things. One, Colby Newberg, who's the redshirt freshman quarterback out of Brighton, he showed some maturation in terms of, you know, two passes that I thought just, again, showed he's seeing the field differently and or willing to trust his receivers differently, where, you know, there was single coverage on a deep ball to Isaiah Johnson-Mack. He threw it up. He threw it to the outside shoulder. Johnson-Mack went up and got it, 31-yard touchdown. And then on a subsequent drive, you know, he's got a situation. Chad Galliard is split out wide. He's got single coverage in the end zone. Throw it up high. See if your receiver can go get it. He did. And that was SVSU's first touchdown of the game, in fact. So I look at those two things, and it's like, okay, this isn't high school anymore where your receivers sometimes are literally going to be running wide open down the field. I mean, sometimes you've got to either throw your receiver open or recognize, hey, it's single coverage. I'm going to go give my receiver a chance to make a play. And so I thought that was good. And then the other part was, so after Colby Newberg does some of those things, SVSU gets deep in the red zone. They switch quarterbacks. They put in Mike Ohoro, and then he runs in a 6-yard touchdown run on the quarterback keeper, and the first guy coming off the bench to go embrace Mike Ohoro is Colby Newberg. And so that shows me, again, a lot about the team culture and a lot about the way that this team is really invested in winning.
And let's talk, as much as those passes were nice, the SVSU running game. Wow. And a lot of guys got involved in that running game.
Well, I mean, so again, Tommy Scott continues to be the leading rusher. He had 16 carries for 67 yards and another touchdown. Then Colby Newberg, the quarterback, 13 carries, 66 yards. Most of those designed quarterback runs, but there were also a few times where he dropped back to pass. Wayne State blitzed, and he was able to make some plays with his run, with his legs. And then, you know, yeah, Mike Ohoro, the backup quarterback, 7 carries, 38 yards. Tyler Amos, another running back, 7 carries, 38 yards. So, you know, a lot of guys carrying the ball for SVSU last Saturday and doing so productively. And then Isaiah Johnson-Mack had a big day receiving with 6 catches for 92 yards. And I think that's important, too, because, again, the more diversity SVSU has in its offense, the more productive it's going to be.
And going back to the defense, again, first of all, the offense not turning the ball over. That's great.
Yep.
And your defense comes up with a couple of more turnovers, two more interceptions.
Well, And one of those by Michael Woolridge, who had a truly outstanding game where, you know, he's listed as a safety, but, you know, he's 6'4", and he's really versatile. And so SVSU lined him up all over the field on Saturday. He also had two quarterback sacks, you know, because there were a couple of times they blitzed him off the edge, and he broke up some passes. And so he had, I thought, a particularly good game for SVSU defensively because he just kept making all kinds of plays. But yes, then Cameron Mitchell also had an interception, and he wound up getting more snaps after Noah Suber went down with an injury. So yeah, SVSU with two more interceptions last week as well. We chose Michael Woolridge as our Meyer player of the game just because he made such an impact on the game defensively. You know, I talked about those two early scores by Wayne State on their third possession. You know, they've got it on third down. Woolridge comes on the blitz. He gets the sack. Wayne State had to punt it away, and I thought that was a big momentum shift, even though it was early in the game for SVSU. So he played very, very well. And yeah, SVSU continues to have a knack for making the other team give up the football.
This three-game winning streak we're talking about, coming on the heels after that battle a few weeks ago against Grand Valley, which I think just shows you talk about the maturation, I think, of the whole team. It's like, man, we lost a tough one, but we're going to come back, and they have come back resiliently. And now have to go on the road, as you mentioned, the big battle against the rival Davenport. What do we know about Davenport?
Well, they're going to come into this one 3-5 on the season. They got a 21-14 win at Northwood last Saturday. And that is the most points that they have scored in a game this season, 21. Davenport's defense has played very well all season long. You know, so they won a non-conference game against Walsh early in the season, 10-6. Walsh, a former GLIAC member. And they also beat Northern Michigan 18-13 the week before their win last. So go back 2 weeks, you know, they lost to Wayne State 16-3. So a lot of the games that Davenport has been in, they haven't scored very much, but their defense has played pretty well all season long. They gave up 31 points to Michigan Tech, 38 points to Ferris State. But by and large, they've been able to keep the games relatively low scoring and hang in the football game, and they've been able to win a few of those. But offensively, they've struggled pretty consistently all year.
Offensively in this game, is it the running game that, once again, SVSU is going to establish? Maybe open up that passing game?
I don't think there's any question that SVSU is going to be a run-first football team for the rest of the season. You know, now, if teams give them opportunities in the passing game, they'll certainly try to take advantage of those. But one, they've shown they can run the football consistently, even against Ferris State, who's now number one in the country, even against Grand Valley, who's top 10, Bowie State, who's top 15. I mean, so SVSU's been able to run the ball all season long. So, yes, I think that will continue. And like I said, Colby Newberg last week, you know, he made those two passes that really stood out to me. You know, well, maybe this week you make three. You know, and then maybe the next week you make four. I mean, that's the growth of a young quarterback. You make a couple of those plays tomorrow against Davenport, that's going to be huge, because I expect this to be a relatively low-scoring football game. You know, if it comes down to the kicking game, Connor Luxick was named the GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week for the fourth time this season. He's the reigning GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week again. Again, the place kicker and punter for SVSU. So I think SVSU certainly got a good opportunity if it is, you know, kind of that low-scoring football game. Plus, if you remember, SVSU just won one of those a few weeks ago on the road at Texas A&M Commerce. I mean, that was a game that was 14-14 at the end of regulation, and then SVSU was able to win it in overtime. So if you do get into kind of one of those defensive field position struggle kind of football games, SVSU has been in one of those recently and come out on top.
That's interesting. I'm glad you mentioned, you know, we haven't really talked about SVSU's kicking game this year. It's been solid. What I like about Connor is, if I'm listening and hearing correctly, I mean, not just kicking his field goals he's supposed to, but on the kickoffs. So he's like preventing the other team from getting good field position.
Well, and that's where, again, so SVSU's got a right-footed place kicker and a left-footed place kicker. Ryan Hiker is handling the kickoffs. He's the right-footed place kicker. And then he and Connor Luxick go back in punt formation, and then the long snapper can snap it either to the left-footed punter, who then rolls out to the left for a rugby-style punt, or the right-footed punter, who can roll out to the right for the rugby-style punt. Or they can do a whole lot of movement, and SVSU can run a fake punt like they did for a touchdown against Northwood. So it creates a lot of things that keep special teams units from the opposing team on their toes. But yes, Connor's done a very good job, both as a punter and as a place kicker. And so has Ryan Hiker, who's also helping off SVSU in terms of his punting. He hasn't attempted any field goals yet, but he has also been helping out on kickoffs.
Tomorrow, this is a high noon kickoff, and we've got 11:30 for pregame show. Once again, 100.5, and of course it streams as well. If you go to WSW.com, look for that. Look for the local sports stream, and it's all you hear, JJ calling all the action, and we look forward to another big Cardinals football victory. I mean, three in a row. Why not four?
I think that would be great. And the other thing I know is that there will not be an ice delay as there was the last time SVSU played at Davenport to conclude the 2018 season when they had gotten snow and ice the night before and they literally had machines out there trying to get it off of the turf. So we might have some rain tomorrow, but it's still going to be better than what I remember from the last time I was at Davenport.
And what a memory it was. I don't remember it, but I know you would as a broadcast professional.